Senate will be in session. Members and guests, please rise for the invocation by Chaplain Johnson of the Senate. Remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Let's pray. God, we thank you for your presence in this place. God, we need your encouragement when we're discouraged. And we need your peace when we're upset. And we need your wisdom when we lack understanding. We need your strength when we feel we don't have anything left. And we need your perseverance when we want to give up. God, keep that encouragement and peace and wisdom and strength and perseverance coming to each one of these senators. And we put our work today into your hands. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary will take the roll. Senator McGilvery.
Mr. President, 49 members are present. Senator Kelker is excused.
Quorum being present, the Senate will be ready for business. Without objection, we'll go to order business number 2, reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, we are committee on Senate Agriculture, Livestock, and Irrigation report that House Bills 44 and 153 be concurred in. Senator Mike Lang, Chair. Mr. President, we are committee on Senate Business, Labor, and Economic Affairs report that Senate Bill 166 do pass, and that Senate Bill 53 do pass as amended. Senator Jason Small, Chair. Mr. President, we are committee on Fish and Game report that Senate Bill 85 do pass as amended, and that House Bill 73 be concurred in. Senator Steve Heinbaugh, Chair. Mr. President, we are committee on Public Health, Welfare, and Safety report that Senate Bills 113, 151, 162 do pass, and that Senate Bill 115 do pass as amended. Senator Tom McGilvery, Chair. Mr. President, we are committee on State Administration report that Senate Joint Resolution 8 do pass as amended. Signed, Mike Cuff, Chair. Mr. President, we are committee on Taxation report that Senate Bills 119 and 121 do pass, and that Senate Bill 124 do pass as amended. Signed, Greg Hertz, Chair. By Daniel Zolnikoff, Vice Chair. That is all, Mr. President.
That objection will be on order business number 4. Messages from the Governor.
Mr. President, Dear President Ellsworth, in accordance with Montana Code annotated, I submit to you the Montana Senate the following appointments for confirmation. Signed, Greg Gianforte, Governor. That is all, Mr. President.
Okay, without objection, we'll be on order business number 5, messages from the other House.
Mr. President, I'm directed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate the following actions. The following House bills were on this day, read 3 several times and passed, title and history agreed to, and are his transmitted to the Senate for concurrence. House Bill 93, Green. House Bill 94, Green. House Bill 102, Gillette. House Bill 105, Green. House Bill 108, Logie. House Bill 109, Bishop. House Bill 116, Gillette. House Bill 134, Zolnikoff. House Bill 143, Dooling. That is all, Mr. President. Signed, Carolyn Cheetah, Chief Clerk of the House. That is all, Mr. President.
Okay, without objection, we'll be on order business number 6, first reading and commitment of bills.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 203, Senate Resolution 3146, House Bills 93, 94, 102, 105, 108 have been introduced, read first time, referred to committee. Senate Bills 197 through 2OT, House Bills 31, 32, 33, 34, 41, 51 have been referred to committee. That is all, Mr. President.
Okay, the Senate will stand at ease. We're waiting for some guests. Don't wander too far.
John, do you need to read any of this? It's the correspondence you're getting me.
Was this all your emails or something? Or what?
Yeah. Oh, that's just today's batch.
Seriously?
Good job filling the paper trail up. That's okay. It's democracy in action, right? Let the people speak.
Members of the Senate, please be in order. Without objection, we're going to go to order of business number 8, third reading of bills.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 17, introduced by Wellborn, a bill for an act entitled Revised Oversight of Stream Gauge Network.
Senate Bill 17 have been read through several times. The question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor will signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Has every member voted? Senator Lenz. The Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 49 have voted yes, 0 have voted no.
49 senators having voted aye, Senate Bill 17 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 33, introduced by Cuff, a bill for an act entitled Repealing Class C Motor Carrier Regulation.
Senate Bill 33 having been read through three several times. Question, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor will vote yes. Those opposed will vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Senator Fuller. The Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 47 have voted yes, 2 have voted no.
47 senators having voted aye, 2 having voted nine, no. Senate Bill 33 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 50, introduced by Bartel, a bill for an act entitled General Revised Laws Related to Data Breach Notification.
Senate Bill 50, having been read through three several times, the question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor vote yes. Those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 49 have voted yes, 0 have voted no.
49 senators having voted aye. Senate Bill 50 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 64, introduced by Zolnikoff, a bill for an act entitled Revised Laws Related to Extension of Individual Income Tax Statute of Limitations.
Senate Bill 64, having been read through three several times, question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor vote yes. Those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 49 have voted yes, 0 have voted no.
49 having voted aye, 0 having voted no. Senate Bill 64 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 81, introduced by Temple, a bill for an act entitled Revised Description of Pipeline Carrier for Property Tax Purposes.
Senate Bill 81 having been read through three several times. The question is, shall bill pass the Senate? Those in favor vote yes. Those opposed will vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 49 have voted yes, 0 have voted no.
49 senators having voted aye, 0 having voted no. Senate Bill 81 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 149, introduced by Lenz, a bill for an act entitled Established Penalties for False Reporting in Child Protective Services Cases.
Senate Bill 149 having been read through three several times. The question is, shall bill pass the Senate? Those in favor vote yes. Those opposed will vote no. Has every member voted? Senator Wellborn. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 49 have voted yes, 0 have voted no.
49 senators having voted aye, Senate Bill 149 has passed the Senate.
That is all, Mr. President.
The Senate will stand at ease for our guests.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, I can catch the Hertz one, but I got it. All right. All righty. Your wish is my command. Okay, we can go to second round. That's fine.
I don't think any of mine are going to be too complicated today.
Ready, Greg?
And I see finance and claims. Is it
for the rest? Probably going to be half an hour available after the round.
Members, be back in order. Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. President, I move the Senate resolve itself in the Committee of the Whole for the purpose of business on second reading.
You've heard the motion of Senator Fitzpatrick. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it.
Mr. Members, President,
yes.
Let me start with a motion here. Mr. President, I move to pass consideration on Senate Bill 128 for the day.
That objection, so ordered. Members, you now have before you for your consideration Senate Bill 54. The clerk will read the title and history of the bill.
Senate Bill 54, introduced by Hertz, by request of the Department of Revenue, a bill for an act entitled an act revising the reappraisal cycle for certain centrally assessed property, providing for a two-year reappraisal cycle for certain centrally assessed property, amending sections, and providing an applicability date.
Are there any corrections to the title and history of the bill as read?
None, Mr. President.
Clerk will read the sections.
1 through 11.
Members of the committee, now you have before you Senate Bill 54. What is your pleasure, Senator Hertz?
Hello. All right. Perfect. Mr. President, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration Senate Bill number 54, that I recommend the same do pass, Mr. President.
Senator Hertz.
Mr. President, members of the body, as was read, this is at the request of the Department of Revenue. This has to do with the reappraisal cycle on centrally assessed properties. And so they're different. For those of you who don't remember or know what centrally assessed is, that's generally property that spreads across several counties. The best example is a large utility company that stretches across the state. So what's been going on, you know, on yearly appraisals, there are contentious issues. Sometimes they're protested. So it delays getting these wrapped up, and what happens is they end up being protested, and that when you protest taxes, especially for something like centrally assessed, that has a big impact on whether it's your local school district, your local county, your local city, those places that really depend on these large sources of property tax. So the idea here is to do this every 2 years, like much of the other property is. For most of the centrally assessed, there's some that they're not going to do it on, but it will allow them then to have more meaningful discussions and get these basically valued so they carry over for a couple years. Otherwise, right now, they finish up in 1 year, they might be under protest, and then they go into the next year, and you can see the problems that this creates. So the only amendment I believe we put on committee was the appeal process in the original bill was 15 days, which is far too short. So basically, we extended that to 25 days. And as you can see, this bill came out with very strong bipartisan support out of our committee. And with that, Mr. Chair, I'm available for any questions. I would request a due pass. Thank you.
Are there any amendments?
Mr. President, I move to amend Senate Bill 54 with Amendment SB 5421, signed Senator Molnar.
What is your pleasure, Senator Molnar?
Mr. Chairman, I move that Senate Bill 54 be amended and request that the amendment SB 002.001 be posted and deemed read, Mr. Chair.
Senator Molnar.
Members of the body, I would ask that you turn to your fiscal note, page 2 to be specific at this time. You will notice that the general fund is depleted $847,001,900,000. Universities are $55,000, $67,000, $58,000 by doing this. A good question is, how is it that a change in property valuation would affect the general fund? Well, 18.6% of general fund last year, of property taxes collected went to general fund. It does not all go to local government. However, if you take a look at page 4, effect on county and local, this is the meat of what I'm trying to do here. The estimated taxable value reduction is about 0.21% on statewide. This average shift, this is a cost shift to residential property owners, commercial, ag, you name it. It's a cost shift. I respectfully submit you would have to be tone deaf to think that shifting taxes to residential property owners because we want to go from 1 year to 2 years for reappraisal is a good idea. So what my amendment does, and the bulk of it is on page 15 and 16, it just says that this 0.2% is not shifted to residential property owners or other property owners because of this. 0.2% is not added to their tax bill. Is this monumental? Depends where you are. It is in where I live, which is not why I bring this. In Laurel, we have the rails. That's heavy industry. We have a refinery. That's heavy industry. So yes, it'll affect mine more so than somebody that lives in a county that doesn't have that. I bring this not because of that. It is not self-serving. It's on behalf of the homeowners that are being crushed daily. The income tax reduction we're talking about is 0.6. This is 0.2 up. Add it together with the other couple that are coming out here very shortly, you pretty soon get to the 1 or 2% rate. We have a huge bill that's coming that'll do this. This discussion will be ongoing. I ask that at this time, you say we are not going to raise taxes just because. It's been automatic. We're now going to look at it. We're going to make a conscious decision. This vote is not on the bill. This vote is whether or not you are going to say no to raising taxes on property owners when they are squealing like a pig out there. And why? Because they're being stuck. I ask for a yes.
Is there a discussion on the amendment, Senator Hertz?
Mr. President, the body, this amendment was tried in tax committee and it failed. The fiscal note assumes that centrally assessed property goes up every year. Well, that's not necessarily what happens all the time. As I spoke to the fine senator from Billings, this amendment is more, which you'll probably see more of, it's more of a amendment that he just spoke to. If you vote against this, you're increasing property taxes. That's what this is about, folks. But you know, don't fall into that trap. We shift, when values shift, that's what happens. When values go up in a taxing jurisdiction or go down, they get shifted back and forth to all the property taxpayers. So what I told the fine senator from the Billings area was, if you want to do this, You can't just piecemeal this on every property tax bill that comes before us. If you want broad-based property tax reform, make it a policy that there is no more shifting allowed, period, when it comes to property valuations. That's something I think we can have a debate on. So basically, what no shifting does says if property values go down, local governments basically have to basically just keep their budgets the way they are. So you don't get any more revenue by shifting to somebody else. You need to find a place to cut your budget. But that's a discussion I think we can have, but we don't want to piecemeal this in bill after bill after bill. So I hope the fine senator brings a bill forward that basically applies it statewide and we can have that discussion. I'd request that you do not support this amendment. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, Senator Molnar, would you care to close?
I would, Mr. President. Hey, I'm not the senator from Billings. I'm the senator from Laurel and Lockwood, Yellowstone County. B, my friend, the senator that just spoke, has made my case. We should not say no to a tax shift. We should. What's wrong with that? You want a broad-based bill? Turns out I got one coming. It's not going to make it. Half the people here will rise up and say, I heard from my county treasurer not to vote this. I can't help that. What I can help is, here is one chance to say we're not going to shift taxes. I would take umbrage with the concept that the counties would be, what are they going to do? We've cut their funding. They can go cost causers, cost payer. If you're building a suburb and a city's going to run out city, or I mean sewer and water, you can put a special assessment to pay for that sewer, to pay for that water, and not put it on everybody's tax bill. Many cities do it. There are options other than total reliance on homeowners regardless of their ability to pay. 0.2% in some jurisdictions is not the kiss of death. If this bill had never been written, whether it passes or fails, without my amendment, their funding is not in peril. They won't even notice it. The people have noticed it because it's ongoing. It is on top of, stacked on top of, shoved on top of, and this says no more. We're going to start looking at this as something other than automatic and defending it as automatic. It's not our fault. It's yours. You voted for a new high school. This is our fault.
Question now rises on the amendment of Senator Molnar that Senate Bill 54 be amended. As many of those are in favor, signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Clerk will record the vote.
Mr. President, 16 senators vote aye and 33 senators vote nay.
16 senators have voted aye, 33 have voted no. The amendment has failed. Are there any other further amendments?
None, Mr. President.
Is there discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Senator, would you care to close? Senator has closed. Question now arises on the motion of Senator Hertz. When this committee does rise and report, having under consideration Senate Bill 54, it may recommend the same do pass. So any of those in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The clerk will record the vote.
Mr. President, 45 senators vote aye and 4 senators vote nay.
45 senators having voted aye and 4 having voted no. Senate Bill 54 has passed second reading. That objection will go to order business number 11, special orders of the day. Members of the Senate, we have some wonderful guests here from Expressions of Silence. It's the school for the deaf and blind in Great Falls, and if they would come in.
Good snow countries, it isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for, and no religion too. Imagine all the people living life at ease. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday no possessions. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger, a brotherhood of man. Imagine all the people sharing. Someday you'll join us, and the world will live as one.
In a time full of war, be peace. In a time full of doubt, just believe. Yeah, there ain't that much difference between you and me. Time full of war will be peace. In a world full of hate, be a light. When you do somebody wrong, make it right. Don't hide in the dark, you were born to shine. In a world full of hate, be a light. In a place that needs change, make a difference. In a time full of noise, just listen. Cause life is but a breeze, better live it. In a place that needs change, make a difference. In a world full of hate, be light. When you do somebody wrong,
Welcome to the Senate. Members, without objection, we'll go back to order business number 7, second reading commitment of bills. Members, you now have before you for your consideration Senate Bill 12. The clerk will read the title and history of the bill.
Senate Bill 12, introduced by Lynch, by request of the Law and Justice Interim Committee, a bill for an act entitled Act Generally Revising Laws on Public Defender Representation related to local government ordinances requiring a local government to reimburse the Office of State Public Defender for providing representation to certain defendants charged with an alleged violation of a local government ordinance requiring local government to provide assistance of counsel to certain defendants charged with an alleged violation of a local government ordinance revising the payment of certain investigation trial-related costs and fees superseding the unfunded mandate law. And amending sections.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. President.
Clerk will read the sections.
1 through 17.
Members, you now of the committee, you now have before you Senate Bill 12. What is your pleasure, Senator Lynch?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move in this committee does rise report after having had our consideration Senate Bill 12 and recommend the same do pass.
Senator Lynch.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members of the body, I won't take very long. What this bill is it came out of the Law and Justice Interim Committee. We've been hearing for years about public defender. When you talk to public defenders, the reason we're in a supplemental is local ordinances are busting their budget. When you talk to the locals that are passing the ordinances, they say, nope, it's not our problem. What this bill is it really actually shifts that back to the locals. So if the locals pass an ordinance that doesn't have anything defined in code, it'll roll down to a catch-all statute. In a catch-all statute, it's usually a number as well as a number of days in jail. The catch-all statute, the number of days in jail, makes public defender have to represent that individual because loss of liberty is. So this is, you'll see a fiscal note. You may have heard from some of your locals. They certainly don't appreciate it, but it is certainly really local control. If they want to fix their code, they won't have to pay the bill.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. President.
Is there discussion on the motion? Seeing none. Members, you know, oh, Senator, would you care to close? The Senator has closed. Question now arises on the motion of Senator Lynch that when this committee does rise and report, having under consideration Senate Bill 12, it recommend the same do pass. As many of those in favor signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The clerk will record the vote.
Mr. President, 45 senators vote aye and 4 senators vote nay.
45 senators having voted aye, 4 having voted no. Senate Bill 12 has passed second reading. Members, you know, I'll have before you, for your consideration, Senate Bill 13. The clerk will read the title and history of the bill.
Senate Bill 13, introduced by Kay Regeer, by request of the Law and Justice Interim Committee, a bill for an act intended on providing additional types of bodily fluids to test for the presence of drugs in driving while under the influence cases, amending sections, and providing an immediate effective date.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. President.
Clerk will read the sections.
1 through 8.
Members of the committee, you now have before you Senate Bill 13. What is your pleasure, Senator Regeer?
Mr. President, I move when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration Senate Bill 13 and recommend the same do pass.
Senator Regeer.
Members of the body, last session, Senate Bill 365 became law. That bill was a reorganization of DUI laws into a logical section of code instead of being spread out over the MCA. Senate Bill 365 repealed different sections of code and incorporated them into a new DUI section. Also last session, House Bill 701 became law. This bill dealt with the new marijuana laws implementing the initiative that was passed by the voters. The drug testing for oral fluid, not blood draws, but oral fluid, aspects of House Bill 701 were mistakenly put into the section of code that Senate Bill 365 repealed and no longer exists. Senate Bill 13 will put the drug testing aspects of House Bill 701 into the proper section of current code. It was a drafting error that's being corrected with this bill. Mr. President.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. President.
Is there discussion on the motion? Seeing none, would the senator care to close? Senator has closed. Question now rises on the motion of Senator Regeer that when this committee does rise and report having under consideration Senate Bill 13 to recommend the same do pass. Many of those in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The clerk will record the votes.
Mr. President, 49 senators vote aye and 0 senators vote nay.
49 senators having voted aye, Senate Bill 13 has passed second reading. Members, you now have before you for your consideration Senate Bill 19. The clerk will read the title and history of the bill.
Senate Bill 19, introduced by Kay Regeer by request of the Criminal Justice Oversight Council, a bill for an act and an act revising sentencing laws for disorderly conduct.
Are there any corrections to the title and the history in the bill as read?
None, Mr. President.
Clerk will read the sections.
Section 1.
Members of the committee, you now have before you for your consideration Senate Bill 19, what is your pleasure, Senator Regeer?
Mr. President, I move when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration Senate Bill 19 and recommend the same do pass, Mr. President.
Senator Regeer.
Members of the body, Senate Bill 19 deals with disorderly conduct. Disorderly conduct is defined at the beginning of Section 1 of the bill. In the 2017 legislative session, House Bill 133 made many revisions in Montana's criminal justice code. The bill's intent was to set policies that would reduce the number of people in prison. That hasn't always been the result. Putting an offender in jail for disorderly conduct was made more difficult. When someone commits the crime of disorderly conduct, there's usually high emotion associated with the event. If they are not put in jail to cool off, those high emotions can lead to a more severe crime. An example, police break up bar fight, the offender is released without spending time in jail, goes back and commits an assault or attempted murder. Most times, if petty crimes are overlooked, then bigger crimes follow. Instead of a night in jail, an offender commits a worse crime and now will cause greater jail overcrowding. A soft on crime approach is not good for public safety. Nationally, we've seen it in the last few years. There's been an effort to reduce the number of people in prison. Not prosecuting some crimes and no bond posted before release have been implemented in some jurisdictions. Nationally, crime has risen. That has many citizens worried. Senate Bill 19 is an effort to actually lower prison population by enforcing laws on small crimes so larger crimes don't follow. It will help law enforcement do their job and improve public safety. Mr. President.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. President.
Is there discussion on the motion? Senator Olson.
Mr. President, colleagues, in 2017, after serious collaboration with all of the stakeholders, and in the interest of us being accountable to our constituents, but also Montana taxpayers, we changed the law requiring that on a first offense disorderly conduct charge, there must be the ability to articulate a public safety risk. This is in lines 25-26. In the example that was given in a bar fight, there's clearly an articulable safety risk that would allow that person to be taken, or those people, two or three, taken into jail for the night. There might even be potentially a charge of assault in a bar fight. So this idea that we can't put people in jail for a bar fight is not only inaccurate, but it's being used as a justification for eliminating 25 and 26, which requires there be a safety risk before you take somebody from wherever they are and put them in a jail. This is unfair and a cost to taxpayers that's unnecessary. I would encourage a no vote. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, Senator, would you care to close?
Thank you. Yeah, members of the body, we did get statistics from Billings area, and disorderly conduct offenses by year, it went down substantially. They just don't charge it. Okay? And again, if you ignore the little things, big things follow. All this bill is doing is putting back the statute the way it was pre-2017. I urge a green light.
Question now arises on the motion of Senator Regeer that when this committee does rise and report having under consideration Senate Bill 19, it recommend the same do pass. As many of those in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. As many opposed, vote no. Has everybody voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The clerk will record the votes.
Mr. President, 33 senators vote aye and 16 senators vote nay.
33 senators haven't voted aye and 16 haven't voted no. Senate Bill 19 has passed second reading. Members, you now have before you for your consideration Senate Bill 42. The clerk will read the title and history of the bill.
Senate Bill 42, introduced by Heimbaugh, by request of the Department of Natural Resources and Conservation, a bill for an act entitled revising applications for easements on state trust lands, modifying application requirements for existing facilities, exempting the Department of Natural Resources and Conservation from environmental review and historic preservation review for certain existing easement purposes, amending sections, and providing an immediate effective date.
Are there any corrections to the history and title bill as read?
None, Mr. President.
Clerk will read the sections.
1 through 5.
Members of the committee, you now have before you Senate Bill 42. What is your pleasure, Senator Heimbaugh?
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration Senate Bill 42, that it recommend the same do pass.
Senator Heimbaugh.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members, this bill, Senate Bill 42, creates efficiencies in state government by eliminating burdensome requirements for private landowners, local governments, and certain utilities applying for easements for pre-existing uses on state land. This bill amends the laws relating to application for easements on state trust lands by modifying surveying requirements for right-of-way applications and creating categorical exclusions for certain easements purposes such as pre-existing roads and utilities. It also alleviates the financial burden on private landowners and utilities applying for an easement across state trust lands by allowing the department discretion over survey requirements, MEPA, antiquities analysis, and leasee settlements, which also saves times and red tape. I'm always for less government, so I would recommend a yes vote.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. President.
Is there discussion on the motion? Seeing none, would the senator care to close? Senator has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Senator Heimbaugh that when this committee does rise and report having under consideration Senate Bill 42, recommend the same do pass. As many of those in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The clerk will record the votes.
Mr. President, 49 senators vote aye and 0 senators vote nay.
49 senators having voted aye, Senate Bill 42 has passed second reading. Members, you now have before you for your consideration Senate Bill 43. The clerk will read the title and history of the bill.
Senate Bill 43, introduced by Curdy, by request of the Department of Natural Resources and Conservation, a bill for an act entitled on revising notice requirements for certain timber sales on state lands and amending section.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. President.
Clerk will read the sections.
Section 1.
Members of the committee, you now have before you Senate Bill 43. What is your pleasure, Senator Curdy?
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise report after having under consideration Senate Bill 43, that I recommend a same do pass. Mr. Chair.
Senator Curdy.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, this is a part of the Red Tape Relief Initiative sponsored by the Department of Natural Resources and Conservation. This deals with school trust lands, timber sales of $500 million board feet or above, and allows the department discretion to advertise either in a county newspaper or on the DNRC website. Unfortunately, we don't have a fiscal note here in your hands, but it does provide for a $10,000 savings split between the personal services division and the operations portion of DNRC. DNRC will reach out to potential purchasers and inform them of the changes in the new timber sales as advertised. Mr. Chair.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. President.
Is there discussion on the motion? Seeing none, would the senator care to close? Senator Hess closed. Question now arises on the motion of Senator Curdy when this committee does rise and report, having under consideration Senate Bill 43, recommend the same do pass. Many of those in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed, vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The clerk will record the vote.
Mr. President, 49 senators vote aye and 0 senators vote nay.
49 senators having voted aye, Senate Bill 43 has passed second reading. Members, you now have before you for your consideration Senate Bill 68. The clerk will read the title and the history of the bill.
Senate Bill 68, introduced by Usher by request of the Department of Corrections, a bill for an act intended on revising laws related to coroner inquests regarding deaths in a prison or correctional facility, providing that coroners who are peace officers may conduct inquests regarding deaths in a prison or correctional facility, amending section and providing an immediate effective date.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. President.
Clerk, read the sections.
1 through 2.
Members of the committee, you now have before you for your consideration Senate Bill 68. What is your pleasure, Senator Usher?
Mr. President, I move that when this committee does rise and report, after having had under consideration Senate Bill 68, that I recommend the same do pass.
Senator Usher.
Mr. President, members of the body, Senate Bill 68 is about deaths within our correctional facilities or facilities owned by DOC. Currently, if a death occurs, you have to have an inquest, coroner's inquest. This bill does not change that fact. The only thing this changes is the current law says you have to have a civilian coroner. And unfortunately, in today's world, where we're having a hard time attracting people to Montana, whether it's in the medical field, whether it's, you know, contractors trying to hire construction workers, it doesn't matter. We're all short on employees. So civilian coroners are getting less and less. This allows Department of Corrections to be able to get a sheriff coroner who is elected from an adjacent county or wherever practical. It's much better than trying to get a civilian coroner to go from Weibo to Missoula to do an inquest. So it saves time, it saves money. I appreciate a due pass.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. President.
Is there a discussion on the motion? Seeing none, would the senator care to close? Senator has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Senator Usher that when this committee does rise and report, having under consideration Senate Bill 68, recommend the same do pass. As many of those in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed, vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The clerk will record the vote.
Mr. President, 48 senators vote aye and 1 senator votes nay.
48 senators having voted aye and 1 having voted no. Senate Bill 68 has passed second reading. Members, you now have before you for your consideration Senate Bill 89. The clerk will read the title and history of the bill.
Senate Bill 89, introduced by Lynch by request of the Criminal Justice Oversight Council, a bill for an act intended requiring the Department of Justice to create a pretrial diversion pilot program, establishing reporting requirements and providing a termination date.
Are there any corrections to the title and history of the bill as read?
None, Mr. President.
Clerk will read the sections.
1 through 8.
Members of the committee, you now have before you for your consideration Senate Bill 89. What is your pleasure, Senator Lynch?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Moving this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration Senate Bill 89. I recommend the same do pass, Mr. Chair.
Senator Lynch.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members of the committee, I come before you at the request of the Law and Justice Interim Committee. And what this bill is, it's a common sense approach to working with those in our community that may be struggling with mental health or addiction. And so we studied this through the interim, and what we're attempting to do here in conjunction with the County Attorneys Association is create some pilot projects around the state. It's going to be housed over at the DOJ, the Prosecutorial Services Division. And what we are going to do with this is allow people the opportunity to get help and to get treatment before they get charged with a felony, where we put them in the system. We pay 100% general fund slide along the way, and then they come out on the other side without addressing their issues. So with this, what we're doing is hoping to front load that help and keep people out of the system and really address that within the communities. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. President.
Is there discussion on the motion? Seeing none, will the senator care to close? Senator has closed. Question now arises on the motion of Senator Lynch that when this committee does rise and report, having under consideration Senate Bill 89, it recommend the same do pass. As many of those in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The clerk will record the votes.
Mr. President, 40 senators vote aye and 9 senators vote nay.
40 senators having voted aye and 9 having voted no, Senate Bill 89 has passed second reading. Members of the Senate, you now have before you for your consideration Senate Bill 106. The clerk will read the title and the history of the bill.
Senate Bill 106, introduced by Fitzpatrick, a bill for an act intended to act generally revising vehicle and vessel title transfer laws, adding definitions to include manufactured homes and mobile homes with a certificate that has been issued as eligible for non-probate transfers by use of a beneficiary designation form, amending section.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. President.
Clerk, read the sections.
Section 1.
Members of the committee, you now have before you for your consideration Senate Bill 106. What is your pleasure, Senator Fitzpatrick?
Mr. President, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had it in consideration Senate Bill 106, it recommends the same do pass.
Senator Fitzpatrick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What this bill does is it expands the number or it expands the types of vehicles that can be transferred upon death with a transfer on death certificate. A couple years ago, we passed a bill in this session that would allow automobiles to be transferred on death when a person dies, and it's a way to avoid the probate process. It's actually a very useful estate planning tool. What this bill does is it adds to those categories, so now we can do manufactured homes, mobile homes, and then anything else in which the Department of Justice issues a title for. This is one of those things. It may not seem like a big bill, but this is something that I know in my law practice people do all the time. It's a very useful and helpful statute, so definitely in addition to it, it will be well-received, so I'd appreciate a green light.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. President.
Is there discussion on the motion? Seeing none, will the senator care to close? Senator has closed. Question now arises on the motion of Senator Fitzpatrick when this committee does rise and report having under consideration Senate Bill 106. They recommend the same do pass. So many of those in favor of the motion signify by voting aye. Those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The clerk will record the votes.
Mr. President, 49 senators vote aye and 0 senators vote nay.
49 senators having voted aye, Senate Bill 106 has passed second reading. Members, you now have before you for your consideration Senate Joint Resolution 5. The clerk will read the title and the history of the bill.
Senate Joint Resolution 5, introduced by B. Brown, by request of the State Tribal Relations Committee, a joint resolution of the Senate and the House of Representatives of the State of Montana urging the United States Congress to fully fund public safety and law enforcement agencies, programs, services, and activities within Montana's reservations.
Are there any corrections to the history and title of the bill as read?
None, Mr. President.
Clerk, read the sections.
Section 1.
Members of the committee, you now have before you Senate Joint Resolution 5. What is your pleasure, Senator Brown?
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration Senate Joint Resolution Number 5, it recommend the same do pass.
Senator Brown.
Thank you, Mr. President. I won't go back through the title again, but, you know, just reading down through the whereases, I know we'll have some people speaking in favor of this, but this is brought by request of the State Tribal Relations Committee on request of our Attorney General. So we have everybody on board here. Whereas through treaties, agreements, statutes, and executive orders, the United States undertook a federal trust responsibility. I believe this was made at a different time when we actually trusted the federal government. And I believe it's been far too long that they didn't live up to their obligation. There are many issues. I had the absolute pleasure of visiting every reservation in the state on the State Tribal Relations Committee this last session, and they have some of the most beautiful land, some of the best places that we have in our state, have many things to offer, but based on the way that they have their law enforcement works, they have no representation there. Makes it some of those areas a little bit sketchy. And let me tell you the truth, some of it's a little bit sketchy. So I'm asking for this, that you'd pass this, and then the last whereas levels of federal funding for tribal public safety, law enforcement, and tribal courts have consistently remained insufficient to fully fund necessary public safety activities. The federal government has money to send billions, and I mean billions, to other nations. But we don't have the money to protect those within our own boundaries. These are not other nations per se. They are our people in our community. They are our citizens. They are our neighbors. They are our family. They are our friends. Also, we got to keep in mind that a drug problem on the reservation is not a reservation problem. It is just a safe haven for those drug cartels and a place for them to operate out of. Without sufficient law enforcement, that's what it will continue to be. Those drugs don't just go to the reservation, they go throughout our communities. So with that, I will sit. Thank you, Mr. President.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. President.
Is there discussion on the motion? Senator Weber.
Thank you, Mr. President. I stand up for this bill. Like Senator from Thompson Falls had said, that we did travel to every one of the reservations, and every time the lack of public safety came up on every reservation. And so one of them was one of the reservations in the south, over 2 million acres, and sometimes they only had two police officers. I just have to say that jurisdiction is different on a reservation. Jurisdiction is federal, and it's not like the state police officers, unless there's a memorandum of understanding that they can cross boundaries. But we have to wait on the federal government to provide those services. Sometimes it takes weeks before the FBI come in to investigate a crime. And that results in, we were going to be talking about the missing and murdered Indigenous people, missing and murdered Indigenous women. Well, that's one aspect of it. It's that the FBI comes in too late for these people a lot of times. But because of that, the reservations are federal lands, that we have to wait on the government. So I ask for a due pass on this bill. Thank you.
Senator Morgeau.
Thank you, Mr. President. I do want to thank the good senator in seat three for bringing this resolution and working with the state tribal interim committee on this effort. I think their work and coordinating with the committee members from the various tribal communities, going to all the various tribal communities throughout their work, shows that this was something that was on their radar, that they felt needed to be looked at by the federal government. And, you know, I think it's important for us to remember that the federal government, when we created the entered into negotiated contracts in Montana with reservations, there were commitments made specifically for us in 1855. Those commitments are still have not been met for CSKT. Programs that were promised to be funded have been funded at a fraction of their need. It's been said that healthcare has been often funded at a tenth of its need. So you can see why, you know, when we talk about needs in our state and our communities, when those things are funded inadequately, it just creates more problems long term. So, you know, there's a lot of things that I think we can do in this body outside of just these resolutions. We can work together to continue to put our heads together to make sure we're representing every Montanan, no matter what community you're from or grew up in. And I do appreciate the comment that we, you know, there is no boundaries when it comes to addiction. You see it everywhere in Montana. You see it especially in low-income communities. And I think we need to stop putting a Band-Aid on those things and start looking at ways to actually address these issues, especially with funding available this session. We have the ability to start looking at some long-term options and do treatment course and those sorts of things. So again, thank you to the good senator for bringing this resolution and working with the committee on it.
Seeing no further Senator Fox.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Oops. I'd like to speak for the resolution. In 1997, I had the pleasure, I guess, of serving as the first chief of police for Fort Belknap when we took over the law enforcement services from the BIA. And those and the amount of funding we received in 1997 is roughly the same today, 25 years later. We had some of our folks speak in favor of this resolution a few weeks ago, and they told us stories about how we help Blaine County and Phillips County without an MOU or MOA in place. When they need help, we go. When we need help, they come. And so, you know, it's law enforcement services in rural communities is, it gets kind of personal. I mean, you're going to help no matter what, whether there's a compact in place or not. But full funding from the federal government would be definitely a step forward, and we appreciate the help. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion with the senator, care to close?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. So I know what you're saying. Letter to Santa Claus. That's what we call resolutions around here. But this is a request for a package of letters to Santa Claus, including one from our governor, if he so chooses to write one, and I think he will. For far too long, you know, this letter to Santa Claus, being the federal government, has been bringing the tribes lumps of coal in their stocking at Christmas. That's what it is. They're saying, it doesn't matter, we're going to spend our money somewhere else, somewhere that benefits us financially, and we're not taking care of our own. Sorry to put it that way, but that's what it is. We're saying that the tribes don't matter enough to fund the police force that they need to have to patrol and to take care of the issues that arise on the reservation. So with that, I would respectfully ask for a green light.
Question now arises on the motion of Senator Brown that when this committee does rise and report having under consideration Senate Joint Resolution 5, it recommends the same do pass. Many of those in favor signify by voting aye. Those against vote no, as every member voted. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The clerk will record the vote.
Mr. President, 49 senators vote aye and 0 senators vote nay.
49 senators having voted aye, SJ5 has passed second reading. Majority Leader Fitzpatrick.
Mr. President, I move the committee rise and report.
You've heard the motion of the Majority Leader. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Without objection, we'll be on order business number 12. Oops. Mr. Majority Leader, I apologize.
Mr. President, I move adoption of the committee report. I think the committee report needs to be read first, though.
Secretary.
Mr. President, we are committee of the whole, having had under consideration business on second reading, our secretary report as follows. Senate bills passed. Senate bills 12, 13, 15, 42, 43, 54, 68, and 89, 106, SJ5. Senate bill passed for the day. Senate bill 128.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. President, I move adoption of the committee report.
Heard the motion of Senator Fitzpatrick. All those in favor signify by voting aye. Those opposed, vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Senator Friedel. Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 49 have voted yes, 0 have voted no.
49 have voted aye, 0 having voted no. Committee of the report, their committee of the whole report is adopted.
That is all, Mr. President.
That objection will be on order business number 12. Senator Asp.
Mr. President, we need to go to motions first.
That objection will go to motions. Senator Fitzpatrick.
Mr. President, I move to re-refer Senate Bill 19, 89 and 54 to financing claims.
That objection is so ordered. That objection will go back to order business number 12, announcements of committee meetings. Senator Regeer.
Mr. President, Senate Judiciary will meet tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, for bills.
Senator Esp.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Finance and Claims this afternoon, 4:30. We have five bills. So when you get out of your committees, if you're still in them at 4:30, come as quick as you can so we can get a quorum, get started. Thank you.
Senator Cuff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. State Administration will meet today at 3 p.m. And they'll be hearing three bills. I'm taking executive action on a couple bills. Tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, room 317B, will be long-range planning, Section F subcommittee. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Sales.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Energy Telecommunications tomorrow, room 317, one bill tomorrow.
Senator McGilvery.
Thank you, Mr. President. Public Health today at 3 o'clock, four bills, executive action.
Senator Wellborn.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Natural Resources today at 2:50. We'll get gaveled in and be ready for our sponsor shortly ahead of 3, perhaps. And then tomorrow morning, Subcommittee on Natural Resources, 9 o'clock, room 317C. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Solomon.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Education this afternoon, 3 o'clock. And then tomorrow morning, Joint Appropriations on Education at 8:30.
Senator Glenn.
Thank you, Mr. President. Section B tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, 102.
Senator Hertz.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Taxation is back to work 10 a.m. tomorrow morning at with three bills. And Mr. President, I need to apologize to the fine senator from Laurel. I didn't mean to offend him, referring him as a senator from the Magic City. Sorry.
Senator Mandeville.
Thank you, Mr. President. Section A will meet tomorrow at 8 o'clock in room 350.
Senator Bridell.
Thank you, Mr. President. Local government will be meeting at 2:30, two bills, possibly A. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Lang.
Thank you, President. I'd like to be off the record now that the journal for the purpose of an announcement.
Off and out.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tomorrow, there will be a portion of the 58 county conservation districts will be in the Capitol around. We'll have lunch in Rotunda at noon, and then tomorrow night at the Montana Club, there'll be a meet and greet, and we'd love to have all of you attend. Please do so.
Senator Small.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have three announcements. First off, business and labor, 8:30 a.m. tomorrow morning in room 422. I believe we have four bills. Next announcement, if I will, I would like to do an introduction of the pages for the week. Could you please stand? All righty. When I say your name, could you please wave? So Dylan Clark. That's Dylan. He's a junior at Anaconda Junior Senior High School in Anaconda. He plays tennis and the bass in the school orchestra. Dylan is also involved in church youth groups and hopes to learn more about the issues we face during his week as a page. Dylan is sponsored by Senator Terry Vermeer. Next up, we have Anna Council. Hello. Anna is a junior at Helena High School. Her passion is Irish dance, where she not only performs, but she also competes and teaches. Anna is also interested in photography. Her mother works in the state auditor's office, and Anna comes to the PAGE program for the experience after hearing so much about Montana government at home. Anna is sponsored by Senator Marianne Dunwell. Okay, the next one we have is Peter Harrington. Hello, Peter. Peter is homeschool junior from Hamilton. He is active in soccer, ultimate frisbee, informal debate, and is involved in a church youth group. Peter is paging for the experience and understanding of both Montana government and the issues so that he is a more informed voter. Peter is sponsored by Senator Jason Ellsworth. And lastly, we have Carly Larson. Carly is a homeschooled senior from Bozeman. She coaches community mini league basketball, K through fourth grade, and is a member of the high school choir. She is also an audiovisual tech at her school chapel and participates in church youth groups. She likes karate, Turning Point USA, and works part-time at a community horse barn. Carly is sponsored by Senator Sales.
Welcome to the Senate. Senator Brown.
Thank you, Mr. President. Can I be off the record now, the journal, for an announcement?
You may.
Thank you. Members of the Senate here, the Montana Legislative Sportsmen's Caucus. We're getting started again. We will be having our first full meeting this next Thursday. If you are interested in the outdoors at all or the issues, you don't necessarily have to be a sportsman, but if you are interested in the issues, I have sign-up membership forms right here. If you have signed up in the past as a member, you are still considered to be on that list. If you're not sure, go ahead and fill one of these out, and we'll I'll leave those on the corner of my desk here, and I know Senator... I don't know where you're from. I just right off the top of my head. We'll also have some on the other side there as well. So just fill those out, leave them on our desk, and we'll do that, and then we'll have some further announcements as we get closer to Thursday about a room and time.
Senator Heimbaugh.
Thank you, Mr. President. Can I be off the record now of the journal for introduction?
You may.
And a few introductions, I guess. First off, I'd like to introduce my wife of 46 years, and I'm going to be making some introductions in the next couple, 3 weeks because some of our kids are coming, but she's the reason why. She's been a great partner for me and a great friend, and we've done a lot of things together. So,
welcome to the Senate.
And further introductions, Mr. President. We have our daughter, Lindy, with us from Weibo, Montana. Her husband, Brandon. We have Rylan, Riley, Hadley, and Sawyer. So,
welcome to the Senate.
Glad to have them here.
Senator Small.
Yes, thanks, Mr. President. Sorry, I had one more announcement. If I may be off the record and out of the journal for the purpose of an announcement.
You may.
Tonight, the Montana Tavern Association is having its legislative reception from 6 to 8 o'clock, and it's at the Family Roots Restaurant, which was formerly Jorgensen's Restaurant. And just as a reminder, they will be staying open later than everybody else. So thank you.
Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. I guess I have one announcement. We were talking about decorum the other day, and I think it was discussed that we weren't going to use people's names, but I think after discussing it, it gets a little convoluted to come up with the right location. So you are free to refer to a senator by their last name, just to make life a little easier here in this chamber. So,
thank you, Mr. Majority Leader.
With that... Well, you know, we've already had one mixed up already today, so I figure it's just easier to call people by the name they were given. So, with that, I move the Senate stand adjourned until the hour of 1 o'clock on January 24th, 2023, the 17th legislative day.
You heard the motion of the Majority Leader. All those in favor signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. Senate will reconvene tomorrow at 1 o'clock.